So, just like to welcome everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to today's webinar, which we are covering the really interesting topic of value realization. We'll be covering what it is and how you as an organization can measure it. Today's webinar will be led by Mary Holland, who is our Chief Payroll Evangelist here at Payslip. And we'd also like to welcome today's guest speakers, David Nugent and Caroline O'Donnell, who both lead global payroll at valued client of ours, Cloudera. So just before we get started, a few of the housekeeping points. So this webinar is being recorded and will be available to everyone after the event. So all our webinars are available on demand on our website and our Payslip YouTube channel. They're also produced at podcasts, which are also available on our website, and everyone will be emailed the link to view this webinar after the event. So we do have a lot of people on today, so everyone will be muted except for the panel, but we do have the comment section open. So if you do have any questions, please post them in the Q&A section. I'll monitor them as we go on, and we have allocated some time at the end for Q&As. So, and just as we've got a couple of people extra joining, I'm just going to kick off with one poll before we go in. So, that poll should be available now for everyone to see. So, we just wanted to get a gauge of the audience here and find out what would be the most important aspect you would consider value in a global payroll technology solution. Is it time savings, cost savings, reducing the payroll errors, or seamless integrations with your HR and finance technology? This probably is going to be a hard one to answer because most people would probably want to say all four. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, David, which one would you pick if you had to pick one?
It's funny, I was going to say the same as Aoife. I think
Yeah.
all of the above would be applicable, but I suppose so the main ones for me would be the integration from HR systems, and I know we'll talk about that later on, but it's a huge time saver. It kind of links in with time and cost savings as well.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, and also actually it ties into the reduced payroll errors, right? Because you're
Yes.
getting the information from source. So yeah, I kind of thought all too with this one. And Caroline, what are your thoughts on this as we work through the poll to get the
Yeah, definitely
results?
same, the integration. Anybody that's gone through an integration is appreciates it.
When you didn't have it, you didn't realize it, but when you have it, you really realize the benefit of what it has and what it can do for your organization.
Yeah.
So,
I think we would be the same. It looks like 50% of people are saying the seamless integrations with HR and finance.
finance.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, we look like we have all our attendees on, so I will get ready to open up and Mary, you can take it away. Just give me one second. There we go.
So, welcome to all the attendees around the globe today. You could be just starting your day, maybe ending it, or in the early evening. But we're very excited today to talk about value realization in global payroll and with the Cloudera team, and they can share with you what value that they've received with using Payslip over the last 3+ years. And also the journey that's been taken, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. It's kind of an ongoing journey so that you're always continually building value in your organization. So if we can go to the next slide. So Aoife already mentioned that we had, of course, I'm Mary Holland. I'm the Chief Payroll Evangelist for Payslip. We have David Nugent, that is the Director of International Payroll at Cloudera, and then Carolyn O'Donnell, that is the manager, international manager for payroll at Cloudera. Both David and Carolyn sit in Cork, Ireland. So it's great to have them spend their late afternoon with us today and share the insights of what they've seen and looking at how the value realization has supported their organization. So let's go to the next slide. So when we look at today, what we're going to talk about really is really what is value realization? Are we getting the delivery of the value that we were promised? So thinking about when we're going out to look for technology, vendors, services, are we getting that value that was promised during that kind of due diligence work and the contract work? And then how payslip and value realization can work together and you can achieve value realization in your organization. And we'll talk about that with Cloudera. And also I have some slides that will kind of be showing how we can look at the value. And looking at really actually in today's world, there's these threes, optimization, visibility, and agile ability is the three things that we're hearing across the industry. And this really actually to me started kind of right when we first year or so after we got out of COVID, because it really was looking at, you know, really how can we optimize what we're doing around the globe because we were all working from home. How do we have the visibility? How do we adjust to be agile to what's going on in our organizations as we either grow or we kind of do some downsizing or even out to doing some acquisition? So really looking at that and really thinking about in your organization, what does that look like? And then we're going to go and talk with Carolyn and David. Very excited to have them kind of share their story and the value that they have brought to Cloudera using payslip and the plans that they have for the future. So let's go to the next slide.
Sorry, 1 second, Mary.
That's okay.
Stuck there.
Technology is always fun.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. So we look at value realization. And really, when I think about this is really maybe in past years or past times, we're always thinking about, you know, what are the benefits really? But now it's really, what is the value that we're bringing, global payroll is bringing to your organization? So it ties you into being a key stakeholder in your organization. You are. I always say all roads lead to global payroll because we have all of the information that we're actually paying the employees' details, all of the compensation, all of that wonderful tax information that we are paying as an employer, and then actually helps to drive kind of what is the actual expense in the organization. So looking at payroll as being is a valued organization. And so we're going to talk about the different components of that as we move forward. So, of course, we always look at cost and the cost of items, so the cost of the technology. One of the big players here, and it just kind of came out in the poll too, was the HCM integration. So when you purchase HCM integration, there is a cost to that integration. So we want to make sure we're getting the true value as we work with global payroll. Are we building integration from our system of records to pass the information over to our payroll providers? And it could be your HCM system. You could have a separate system for commissions. You might even have separate systems for benefits. And one of the other ones that many organizations that are public traded, they have stock equity that needs to be reported. So all of those systems are systems of record. And how can we integrate that information over to our payroll providers to make sure that we're using integration and that we're just saving, we're getting value by saving cost on the manual work, but we also have true value in the information that we're receiving. We're receiving the information at source, so we know that that is good. Also, when we look at the cost of items, we're looking at when we look at the value, the cost of labor, the cost of having employees in one location versus another location, the value of the employer cost is, in some locations, is very, very costly. If you think about opening operations, most people would not think about opening an operation with France without knowing that that cost value of employer cost is, you know, it can run between 45% to 50%. And I actually worked for an organization once where we acquired a company, and everybody was shocked the first payroll that was processed, what that true employer cost was. They hadn't really thought about that impact. So looking at that, that's where the value you as global payroll leaders have, is you have the information that you can share with other organizations or stakeholders on that. And it's also looking at how we can be more productive in our processes, looking at modernizing our processes, making it efficient once we have the integration. So we're looking at how we can be more productive in our roles. And also when we look at productivity, we're really also looking at that whole employee experience. So when we look at the employee experience, employees want to have access to pay statements, tax statements, so that the employee self-service is extremely important. But if we also look at employees in the organization, meaning payroll and HR professionals, they want to have value in their jobs. They don't want to be chasing manual files and making sure that's in, continuing to work the long hours. They want to have a strategic role that supports the organization, and that they feel part of what's actually happening. They're making a contribution to the organization that they're working for. So we're maximizing their contribution. And there is a lot of studies out today that's talking about really the role of the payroll professional is changing. We also still have a demand in many areas because we don't have enough professionals to meet the needs of the organizations that we have around the world. Even with our optimization and technology, there's gaps. And then also the skills are changing. So we're going to see some pieces of that. And you as global professionals and being on the webinar today, you're increasing your knowledge by understanding what's happening now and what's happening in the future so that you can support your organization. So we can go to the next slide, Aoife.
We're on a slow-mo with this deck. Oh, here we go.
Okay. So when we look at defining the value, so the value that you and Global Payroll are adding to the organization, we're defining value when we look at many, many pieces. We'll talk about this. Are our processes simplified, modernized? Do they make sense? Do we need to look at them? And do we need to consider, do they make sense today? They may have made sense 15 years ago, but they may not make sense today. They may have changed with the integration that you brought in. We also have to look at, is there standardization across our countries? We all do know that global payroll is local. We have to have local expertise in a country, but we can standardize processes and workflows so that we know what's actually happening, so that we can track the inputs, the calculations, and the results, so that we can actually have visibility of what's happening. We're looking at having that information so that we can drive efficiencies in our organization. And when I look at efficiencies, we want to support the organizations that we're working with. So if we have expansion, we may not need to hire additional staff. We also look at efficiencies. Is it using the best use of our resources that we have working for us, and giving the resources that we have working for us exciting and fun and challenging jobs to be working with? And sometimes with technology and process improvement, we start to think about maybe that we would have a reduction in force. That's not sometimes absolutely necessary. What I've seen as we start to drive value and work with processes, you and global payroll organizations are taking on new work with other areas with stakeholders. You may be working more with the finance teams to help look at the results. You're more data scientists to see what's actually happening with trends and help predict with those groups. So you may then take on areas of, you could take on areas of expense reporting and some of the other areas of different functions. So you're expanding your teams with new and existing jobs. And then we also want to look at, we need to manage our resources. And when I say manage resources, it's not looking at what they do every day. It's like using our resources to the max, making sure what they're doing is efficient. We're using clear, good processes. We're using the integration we talked about, going into the digital tools, like having technology and digital tools so that we have the tools available to see what's actually happening. I talked briefly already about the employee experience, but I would say that every single month I will see some article about the employee experience. What is the employee experience today? It's a very hot item for HR counterparts to make sure that we're delivering that. But we're also delivering that from payroll, is making sure that they have the ability to have access to the information that they need to do. How do they update their address, banking information? And then that is done seamlessly and efficiently so that the information can be integrated and moved over to the payroll processing. And of course, reporting and analytics, this one is a huge one. Looking at the reporting that you have today and where is it? How does it meet up to the standards that you need? You definitely need global reporting, but we also have to have the ability to drill down to a single local country. And with that, we also have to have reports that kind of give us a breakdown of what's actually happening. We have the details of the employer cost, the details of how much bonuses we're paying out. We also have the analytics of what's actually happening on the employer cost. And we're able to also, with good reporting, able to forecast out with exchange rate changes or even model exchange rate changes to see what that will be for our organization. So having the ability to report and analyze information then provides great value to the payroll organization to see what's happening and to actually make sure you're comfortable with the payroll, right? The reconciliation reporting that you're doing to verify that you're happy with the payroll results and you're making sure that you're looking at all of those items, but then it moves out across the board over to finance, accounting, HR, even different areas of the business that are looking at operations, where to hire and put employees. So we can go to the next slide. So when we look at technology and we're out looking to either purchase technology or we already purchased technology, we need to make sure from a value realization piece, are we getting what we thought we were going to get when we went through that due diligence process? And if we're not, we're going to have discussions with our providers that we're working with to see what's on their roadmap and when it will be available to us. So we want it to be automated. So automation goes from many pieces of that, automating the integration of the files, automating the steps of work that needs to be done, and the information going over to the payroll provider, which reduces manual work. And then we talked already and everyone agreed, the integration piece is key. So looking at getting the information from source and then passing it over. There's two key pieces to this. And to me, the integration coming from the source and bringing it to the payroll provider, you have excellent audit trails. And for me, having worked in the past with auditors, I like the results or the reporting that you can pull out of this of exactly what was integrated, how it was sent over, how it was validated, and you have all of that information. We talked about having the single employee experience. That is helpful, of course, for the global payroll teams, but it's extremely helpful to our HR counterparts that are working with new hires and getting some of those questions. They know exactly to tell employees, this is where you can actually view and get your tax statements. Many of the HCM systems will use a single source and bring in the actual payslip and tax files back into their actual platform. And then the employee can just see that information under My Employee. And that information is available 24/7, but they have the information in local language. So it's the actual tax form and payslip. And then when we look at compliance with technology, compliance and really data security are huge, right? So how is our system secure? What are we looking at? The compliance of the flow of what's actually happening? How can we measure what was actually taken from the pay, the calculations? We have the reporting piece of that. We have PII information, making sure that technology is sharing that information in a secure exchange. We're eliminating any emails with people's personal information. And then we have clear records of what's actually happened as we digitize that so that we can go back and use that information on the compliance side and our reporting side to be able to measure what's actually happened in a particular pay period or what's happened over a period of time. So the reporting and analytics, we talked about how valuable those are. I think everyone today will know that people are always asking for reporting. And when you ask for reporting, if you get a request from a senior leader, and if it takes you 2 days to get that report, it's not valuable anymore. So they've already lost interest. They don't see any value in global payroll or your organization if you cannot do that. And then measuring the return on investment. So looking at that goes into looking at our vendors that we're using. What's the measurement of the technology we're using? How are we maximizing that? Often sometimes I'll see people that will have an HCM system, but they haven't used some of the capabilities that are available in the HCM system. So one of their value realization items that they could do as a process improvement item is take a look at how can they may add those items into their HCM system so you have a really strong HCM system and keeping that information in a secure place so it can definitely be exchanged. And then lastly, standardization and streamlining process is huge. We hear the word standardization and sometimes it frightens us a little bit because we know we can't be standardized across, 100%. That's not what it's about. It's standardizing data elements. It's standardizing your general ledger codes. It's looking at those items that can be standardized. And differences that were items that can't be standardized are mainly tied back to local country rules and regulations. And our processes, as we look, we talked about it few minutes ago, is we need to look at, are they modern? Are they going to work? What's wrong with them? Having some due diligence and looking into them and asking that question, and how can the technology improve those processes and how we can change to make sure that we're getting value from the technology that we're actually purchasing. We can go to the next slide, Aoife. And so we're going to talk about, the payslip value, the payslip approach to value realization. So if you can bring us to the next slide. So first of all, the financial realization. So looking at what was the financial investment that you actually have in technology. So the first example I have is if you have an HCM system and we don't have any integration or we're not using that system to bring back payslips into the system, we're not realizing the true value of what we've already paid for. So what do we have today? How can we value and get the financial pieces of that so that we're actually getting value out of that? So we can look at that too. Also, when we look at the general ledger systems that we have available, are we making full use of getting the information from the source, from the payroll, and bringing it in directly into the financial GL system so that it's not being done manually, or it's not being done via exchange of files? Just makes it easy and you're realizing the benefit of what you actually have. When we look at cost of inaction, so cost of inaction is sometimes people will say, I'm not ready for this. I don't know if we're going to be ready. But there is cost of not taking an action. First of all, you don't have visibility of what's actually happening. I also look at cost of inaction is also sometimes we don't have our data protected or data secure as well as we think we do. So you could potentially open yourselves up to data breaches or PI information being shared. You don't have the ability with not having global reporting or having that available to you, you don't have the ability to share with your stakeholders. you're not able to drive the changes that are needed in your organization to support what's actually happening. So it's also the third one on the top is talking about business user productivity. So making sure that your workers around the globe are feeling that they're productive. They're making a contribution to the organization. They're adding value, and the information that they're able to share out to the stakeholders across the organization is being used, along with making sure that they're productively knowing what's happening with the vendors that they're actually working with, the return on investment. Are they meeting the service delivery that is there by having the ability to get that reporting of what's happened? Who did it, what, when, and where? Was it late? How can we efficiently change or reduce our payroll cycle so that we have efficient operations across the globe? So that goes along with the enhanced operation efficiency is having the reporting, having the ability to measure what's happened. If you start to measure things, you can always see, and you have an ability to start to measure. You can look at, do you have a process that's not working? Do you have team members that are always not turning items in on time? And is there a reason? Is there some way that we can bring their information in from the source instead of having to have somebody manipulate and provide us some Excel files? So looking at that. And then we also at PaySlip believe in, you know, looking at your operations cost savings. So really, what is the cost to do global payroll? What is that cost in resources? What does that cost in the actual value of your payroll providers that you're using? Making sure that you're getting true value for everything that you do. And then when you have a framework to be able to share out to senior leadership of what's actually happening, you have the platform to be able to share and highlight your department. So let's go on to the next slide, Aoife. And so we look at the digitization transformation process. This one is actually, I love this slide because really anytime you're working in transformation or business transformation, or even looking at trying to make a change to go through things, it's phased. Like, where are you today? And where do I want to be, right? So, and what do I have that's working great? And what don't I have in your organization? So I would definitely take a look at this slide and do some due diligence after the webinar to kind of evaluate your organization to look at what's actually happening. So we talked about standardization, automation, the digitization. So really that's the beginning start of phase one, looking at that. We talked about the cost savings associated with that and the streamlining the processes. But down in the bottom slide on the left-hand side, when we talk about what we're getting in that phase one is reducing the manual work. We may be taking, you know, let's say we're taking 12 days today to process our payroll globally on for a monthly payroll. What does that look like if we can bring that down to 4 days? That definitely helps and streamlines the processes for other organizations that need to provide information to you. How can we reduce the errors by using the integration, the automation, the validation, so that we're not spending a lot of time reviewing the files? One of the pieces of automation and having standardization and getting good reporting is reducing the wonderful time that we spend using Excel and VLOOKUPs to kind of make sure that we got the correct information. That time savings is totally, in some cases, could be days in some organizations, depending on what they're doing. And it may not be modernized or efficient in our processes. So looking at that and looking at having one system process across the board, especially when you're looking at how we're going to do reconciliations or what that process is. And then the second phase is really going into our global operations model, looking at those integrations. So making sure that we brought them in. How is our workflow set up? Do we have it managed across a workflow with a great checklist that we know what happens with our organ, what are going on with inputs, the actual processing, and then the outputs that come back out of payroll? Who's doing what, when, and where? So you have visibility. That is a huge, huge piece as we go on this digital transformation journey. we all went through the pieces of that during COVID, when we had to step in for other organizations that to support different countries that were offline, or they didn't have the ability in some cases to work efficiently from home, or the internet was slow in that particular location. So in the global footprint, we're looking at the full visibility of what's actually happening, what's going on in our ecosystem, so that we have control, and then we have control over what's going on with our vendors. So we own the vendor relationship, and so it is our responsibility to make sure they're delivering the services, what we're asking for, and within the time that you've agreed to. So looking at that. So once again, that goes to the process of improvement items, or what's happening. Are they meeting the SLAs, and what does that really look like for your vendors that you're using across the board? And then on the last phase that we're looking at is really the reporting and compliance. We talked about that. Having the reports and always being on ready are two of the key items that I see as key. And then the third is really the data security of the system, that you have a secure lock system with integrations going. You're taking the information from source. If you're reaching out to your payroll provider, you're reaching out through a platform that's secure, and you have record of everything that's actually happening. So it gives you really the ability to have real-time information of what's happening. You're also always audit ready, and that in today's world is extremely important. And we're looking at the GDPR and all the data protection rules across the world. It's not just European. We have data protection laws in China, we in Brazil, many, many other countries. In fact, I live in California. We have data protection laws in California. So that area is going to continue to expand. So let's go to the next slide, Aoife. And then really, real quick, we've talked a lot about this, the three items, optimization, visibility, and agility. So really looking at optimizing what we have today and making sure that we have modern processes using the information from our HCM. We talked about the benefits of reducing Excel, saving the cycle time, and also focusing, have your teams now focusing on strategic goals of the organization. So they're working on things to support the business. So this too is key. And then visibility, so that you're able to know exactly what's happening, when, where, and who did it, and how you can measure your KPIs. And you get the ability to have audit reports. You're able to manage bank fees that are happening. Your GL is created from source and delivered directly from your payroll system. And then agility, when we talk about agility, really looking at the employee piece of it. We're reducing the employee inquiries that come into the system. They know exactly where to go. We're protecting the data from PII. And then we're supporting the growth of the business, because we're supporting what's actually happening. So if you're expanding, you're acquiring, you're doing some downsizing or remodeling of roles, you have the ability to make sure that you have that information. And of course, the benefits are working on continuous process improvement with both Carolyn and David will be sharing in a few minutes. It doesn't happen overnight. It is a process and a journey. But as we work through that and you start making notes of what you've done and where you first measure where you are today and what you've done as you go through this year, you'll be amazed at what you've actually had value to that you've done to improve your organization and share out for the business. So we can go to the next slide, Aoife. So now we're going to talk to David and Carolyn. So we'll go on to the next slide. So the first question, I'm going to reach out to David and ask him to provide his feedback on automated workflows. What has automated workflows done for Cloudera, and could you live without them today?
Actually, Caroline is going to take this one.
Oh, Carolyn's going to take this one. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, that's okay.
So I suppose looking at how we used to have a workflow, and what we have now is very different. Previously, we would have had one Google Drive sheet, and we would have just put in a date for input and review, approval, paid it. Whereas now, since we have Payslip, each of our 28 countries has its own workflow with the steps and actions needed for their inputs, for their review, the approval, and as well the post-payroll tasks. As a manager, then I'm able to see what stage each country is at and their process. So this is very handy for me. Definitely, it's great to see it. I can see what payrolls will more likely come to me for approval today, tomorrow, the next day. The workflow is very easy to use, and it's definitely designed to encourage us to add the actions where needed. For Cloudera, this would definitely be the month-end actions. We have a lot of them, so it's great to have them listed out for each country. And as well, we're able to run the workflow audit report. This information gives us great detail. It gives us the date and time information that our own team and the payroll provider has performed their action and their step. So it's a great tool to see what payroll providers we're working well with and maybe who we could work a bit better with. And yeah, it's I think definitely now that we have it, we've definitely formed better working relationships with our payroll providers. And I think with the deadlines being on the one system, we all take our own responsibility for that, and it's definitely saved us time in payroll processing.
Yeah, Carolyn, I would kind of agree. When you went from Google Sheets, where somebody has to go out to the sheet and log in, and did someone forget to log in, the task was done. I mean, it's simply they get busy and they might not do it, and nothing's ever intentional on doing all the filling out the Google Sheets or the Excel files and this piece. But you as a manager can easily see what's happening, and you don't have to go around asking. So sometimes
that's
in the past,
thing, yeah.
You
we don't have to
go around
to the team, yeah, and see where each payroll is at. I can clearly see it on that workflow that we have for each payrolls.
And to me, that workflow, when we have our friendly little visitors of auditors, we can easily show that because it comes from the system. So there's no question. When was it actually done? Because a lot of times with the Google Sheets and some of the Excel files, there was always the doubt, you know, was it just filled in afterwards right before the audit was done, or at the end of the month? So you really don't have a key record on that one. So I think that's all of the pieces that you shared are fantastic. So let's move on to the number one item that everybody voted today on was our HR integrations and bringing that information with Workday and other systems. So Cloudera as a company is a Workday client. So they are using their HCM system. So David, do you want to take that one, or does Carolyn want to take this one?
Caroline, you can take that one. I might remember a bit at the end, maybe.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So previously, we didn't have a Workday integration. We didn't have a system to be able to set it up. We were downloading 4 separate reports from Workday per country. And there was a lot of manual checking. There was manual entering, and we were doing a lot of VLOOKUP formulas as well into our different country payroll providers' Excel input files. So it was very manual, and there was a high risk of error. Now with the payroll portal, we have that integration set up, and it's great. We have everything flowing through our fixed data. We actually have some variable data on Workday as well that flows through. And we don't have that manual intervention and that VLOOKUP that we previously had, we've definitely removed that risk of error, and 100% we've saved a lot of time. We've standardized the process, and it's a much cleaner process as well because we have the payslip system integrating with Workday. Also, a big thing as well is there is a change log report, and we do use this. It's really a good report for the audit trail to see what came in at different stages, and was it the Workday integration that brought that information in as well. It's great because it can be run at any time as well. And so, then another system, it's not really a system, it's more our commission. Our commission would have come in the one file for all 28 of our countries. What we previously did was we would have had to take that information out of that one file and basically put it into 28 different separate files, and they were manually inputted. Whereas now Payslip provided us with a MIPI, and that's just uploading one file onto Payslip, and it disperses all of the commission amounts to all the employees' input data per country. This has saved great time, and it's really has removed, again, that risk of error where there's manual intervention.
Yeah, that one, I think, because you just recently did that over the last 6 months or so, that one has been a big win for the teams as I talk with the team. But I think anybody that's had to get a file and you have to parse it out if it's 28 or 50 countries, and then you have to figure out how was the exchange, and did you make it, you could easily make a mistake sometimes on separating that information. And there's no, if we talked about the value add for the person that's doing that separation, they don't feel like they're really making a huge contribution. This way they can get the validation report is there, so they can easily check the validation report, and that's where the true value is looking at, does that make sense and what's actually happening, and using, of course, what happens in your payroll by using that change log.
Yeah.
So David, what would you like to share on this one? This one's been a big one, I know, for Cloudera, because I worked with you through that integration or the implementation. But what has that meant to you and the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big one for us. And like you said, it was a big one for the poll as well today. I suppose having the integration from Workday, it has given me greater confidence in terms of our input each month. Previously, a lot of time was really wasted by the team, manually sifting through reports and comparing the previous month to the current month to capture changes. And it was so manual, and human intervention, there was just a huge risk of error there. So with the integration, it really just needs a high level check each month to make sure that everything has come across as expected. And if there is any discrepancies, it's very easy for us to see what actually fell out of the integration and why, and we can get that fixed then. And sometimes maybe it's correct that it fell out. But as soon as with that piece done, then we're off then into payroll processing. And another piece for us as well, I think, which is quite useful with integrations, is actually the output files. So in some countries, we have input files that are actually in a vendor specific format, like a Flexi form. And those files, they generate automatically in the ICP format, and they transfer to the ICPs via an SFTP connection when certain steps are completed within the workflow. So again, that's another piece that we don't have to think about. We don't have to think about transferring that data from payslip file into the ICP format. The system does that for us. And not only that, but it sends it out to the ICPs as well through the secure connection, which is kind of what we all kind of strive to have all our data transmitted in a secure format.
Well, thank you, David. And I think that it definitely shows kind of the modernization of the processes, right, for your team. They know they're using the system. They know where to look at the reports for the validations and the change log to see what's actually happening. So they don't have to scramble for a file or a Google sheet or even manual paperwork, because we know that that still exists in some organizations where manual information is being shared. So definitely the integration is a huge piece, which everyone actually shared earlier. Yeah. So when we look at standardization and process simplification, David, did you want to take that first? Because I know during your implementation, you remember the hours you spent on standardization of elements and GL files. So maybe mm-hmm. kind of share what that benefit has and what it's done for you today with the time that you spent on that.
Yeah, exactly. So that really was our first step, was to review all of our pay elements and deductions and really harmonize them across all of our payrolls, as well as decide on the accounting codes to be used for each of those pay elements and deductions as well. And that took a lot of time to review that. We thought we had a standard enough process as it was. When we actually sat down and looked at it, we did realize that there was discrepancies in how certain pay elements were accounted for across different entities, just the way things have gone over the years and different people doing different parts of the job. That's just the way it went. So payslip forced us to actually do that at the start of the project, and it was hugely worthwhile and beneficial to us. But that meant then that when it came to the GL files being generated, again, the payslip system generates those for us once payroll is approved. They're all in the standard format that we can easily upload into our finance system. And we know that the pay element that's common across all countries would be accounted for the exact same way in all countries, or even ones that are sporadic and ad hoc in nature. It might be in some countries, or it might be there in some months and not others. We have full confidence that they'll be accounted for correctly in the correct account codes each month, which really helps us then when it comes to looking at things like a flux analysis. We're not going to have pay elements moving into different account codes month on month or year on year or quarter on quarter. It's just consistent all the time. Also with payslip, we have standard gross net reports or our payroll files across all of our payrolls. This makes it really simple and easy to anyone really to open up a gross to net and understand what's actually in there. If we were to use the ICP's gross net reports, obviously they're going to be different across all countries. So with payslip, it gives us that standardization, and really anybody in the payroll team anyway would certainly be able to understand it. But I think anyone else, even in finance, that need to look at them for some reason, they'd be able to figure it out as well, because it is so straightforward. And even things like the ICP gross nets might have the local country language on there. But with payslip, we would have English language and local country language as well on each of the headings. So all of this combined does make it a whole lot easier for the wider payroll team to cover one another. It's just so easy now because all of our payrolls look the same. And at Cladera, we have our other payroll team are based in the US, and they handle LATAM payroll through payslip. None of the team in EMEA or APAC would have experience of LATAM, but yes, we all feel that we could step in and process LATAM if we needed to, because it's on payslip, it looks the same as what we're used to, the integration is there from Workday, we get payroll done and people paid in the event that we needed to do that on an urgent basis. And I know the US team feel the exact same, they feel they could step in and help out with EMEA and APAC if really needed to.
Yeah, I think the piece of what you did with the GL work, and that piece took a while, but we pulled somebody in finance, but it's beneficial because now it's easier when that GL gets there, the finance team isn't doing reclasses and doing all mm-hmm. that extra work, or even asking you, why did this happen? And why is it different than someplace else? But you have a clear model on that. Yeah. So the next one I'm going to ask about is driving efficiency in global payroll operations. I know that we've kind of touched on it on some of the other topics, but Carol or David, did you want to share on that piece of how you continue to drive in your payroll operations for improvement and efficiencies?
Yeah, so having payslip to centrally manage our payrolls it's really allowed us to consolidate all of our processes, our payroll data, and just our resources across all of our jurisdictions that we have payroll in. It's really given us the opportunity to standardize those processes and procedures, and as a result, then have uniform policies on a global level that we can apply to all of our payrolls. As well as that, then our employees are empowered to self-serve and access their payslips each month to the employee self-service portal. And then on an overall basis, driving efficiency in our payroll has really resulted in reduced errors, increased compliance, and also enhanced our employee experience. And it also then has feed up the team as well then to look at other areas for continuous improvement and process improvement. So all in all, it's been a great experience for us as a team. And we continue to benefit from those efficiencies that we've made over the last couple of years.
And I know for both of you on the next two items, they both kind of go, well, first of all, the ability to forecast and model the payroll expenses really right. We talked about driving that with the efficiency that you just shared, David, but also significant time and cost savings. So for both of you, do you want to add anything in for both of those? Because you're driving, as we talked about, you're doing that process improvement piece. And also knowing your team that reports into finance, your finance leadership is asking for more things because they have payslip and both of you are able to deliver, the team is able to deliver to support the organization.
Yeah, so I suppose I've been able to provide our FP&A team with reports on employer costs in US dollar each month for all of our payrolls that we have. I'm actually currently working with them to expand the scope of what they need to help with their budget versus their actual analysis, sort of the end goal of making their budgeting more accurate. And then so myself and the team then as well are able to pull reports from payslip by employee, country, department, etc. For our HR team or other senior management, just help with business decisions and stuff like that. So it's been invaluable for that alone. Previously, we're just operating off Excel sheets that we had to build ourselves to try and create an annual report. So we had some kind of a repository to lean on if we needed, but with payslip, we can just run our reports immediately.
Well, Aoife, let's go to the next slide because we have a before and after. So everybody likes to look at the before, and I don't think it's any surprise to anyone because Carolyn and David have really shared what's happening. A lot of manual work, there was a lack of the automation, the integration, and really no visibility. But today, after going, onboarding payslip and working on the standardization and the workflow setups and all of the pieces that Carolyn shared, they have fully automated integration and data flows. So they save 12 days per year with that work that was done. 30 days were saved per month on the reporting and visibility, all that VLOOKUP manual work and comparison of things were saved on that. They reduced the manual work by 98%. So that is huge on that. And they were able to rapidly go through the implementation process with the 28 entities in less than 4 months. And then overall, if we look at things, they have, 40 have increased their payroll efficiency by 40%. So Aoife, let's go on to the next slide. Because we wanted to just highlight, this is in summary of everything that they've done, and they are a team that continues to look at what they can do to be more efficient as they, each year, they look at how they can help and support the business. But overall, using a payslip, they had in 1 year, they received 40% of operation efficiency.